think I'm done with the sofa. I think I'm done with the hearth. I think I'm done with the kitchen table, baby. Let's go outside, outside, in the sunshine. I know you want to, you can't say yes. Outside, outside, in the meantime, take me to the places that I love best. So I've said before on this podcast, now as the world is opening up, there will be fucking in the streets. And I saw my first example of fucking outside the other day. Couple sitting on the grass, and then the woman got on top of the man, straddled him, and they got their picnic blanket, which was very small and thin, and placed it over them. And I was minding my own business, but I knew instantly they're gonna fuck. So again, I was looking that way, not in any voyeuristic way. I saw them shuffling around under this very thin blanket. Him clearly lowering his trousers a bit and her moving her bits around. And there was that bit of tension, wasn't there? That bit of awkwardness and tension. It's like that bit in space travel when the rocket has to dock with the space station. You know, it's always a very tense moment, isn't it? The world's eyes are on you. Well, in this case, me and a few others who were looking on, knowing they were about to dock. So we all held our breath. And then, yes, I've been bad. Doctor, what you do to me, what you can. You see, I think about it all the time, 24/7. Yes. Thank God. Here we go. We're docked. We're locked and loaded. Well, that's only the start of the danger. Now we're attached, spinning through space. I mean, now some exciting things can now happen. Some experiments, some offloading from rocket to mothership, and vice versa if everything works correctly. But there is danger every step of the way, isn't there? Because the connection is so fragile. And as I say, it's just hidden under the very, very thinnest of picnic blankets. And the world is watching. Well, in this case, just an ever greater number who know they are fucking. It's very clear they're fucking. But of course, they're subtle about it. They've clearly trained for this. The mothership doesn't just immediately start bouncing on top of the rocket. That would be ridiculous and treacherous. Alarm bells would ring and the whole thing would explode. So what they did was very subtle, very clever, and in a way, actual rocket science. So if you're sitting on the grass, you are allowed by law, it's perfectly fine, certainly in this country. Maybe not in other countries. It's perfectly fine for one of you to straddle the other and then continually lean forward and kiss the owner of the rocket, the man. Now, no one wants to see two people kissing, as in snogging away and feeling each other up in the park, you know, for too long. You see some couples, don't you? Snogging, hands all over each other, fucking get a room. Get a room. In fact, me and everyone who's being forced to watch this snogging and groping, I'm sure we'll gladly club together to get you a room in the nearest hotel. Please, would you like to take up this offer? No, you wouldn't. Because, of course, there's a frisson of excitement, isn't there? There's a frisson of excitement. Nothing more. Doing it, isn't it? And that's certainly why this couple were doing it. on the grass. Apart from, of course, sex is really nice, so they were probably getting pleasure from that as well, I guess. But still get a room. Or at least a bigger and thicker picnic blanket. Because it was very clear what was going on. Anyway, with this knowledge that it's okay for the mothership to straddle the rocket and to kiss someone on the forehead, the mothership, the woman, started to lean forward and kiss him on the forehead and then go back up, sitting upright, and then go back down and kiss him on the forehead. I mean, it's a genius move. You have to give them credit. Because this was her, in essence, creating exactly the movement that she would have achieved through bouncing up and down on top of the rocket, but with none of the alarm bells ringing. And actually, as anyone who has tried sex or docking into a space station, often slow and steady wins the race. And by race, I mean achieve a lovely, intense orgasm. So there they were. The mothership just rocking forward and kissing the forehead of the man as his rocket was pleasured. And there was really something beautiful about this. Usually, as I say, I'd have been disgusted. But after this really horrible year and a half we've all had, this represented freedom for me. Freedom. It was beautiful. Beautiful. The sun was shining and people were fucking outside. It was just like I predicted, they were fucking outside. And if you do it cleverly, with training and proper rocket science, like this couple, then Godspeed to you. We all only have one life, and that life has been on hold for so long now. It's been on hold. Now this is the time to celebrate the life we have. Now is the time to celebrate the advances in technology and the invention of the picnic blanket. So next time you're on the grass, you too can copy this wonderful template. And very soon, everyone will be fucking in the streets. But it will be just like this was. Although very, very obvious to everyone looking on, I'm sure. Very, very discreet. Very, very discreet. And I'm sure very, very good as well. Sometimes sex is so good you have a kind of out-of-body experience, don't you? And imagine you're someone else. Someone else watching yourself do this. And that's a very cool addition to a crazy, wonderful thing, because you start, don't you, fumbling around under a blanket and you think, oh, no one is watching, it's fine. And then your girlfriend leans forward and kisses you, kisses you, your forehead. And you suddenly both have this eureka moment that this movement is the one we need. So she just carries on doing that. She keeps kissing his forehead. And then you both think, this is hilarious. We think we're being subtle. But every fucker watching us knows we're fucking. But then that just adds to the excitement, doesn't it? So you both just keep making love. Making beautiful love. And it's so fucking good. So fucking good. And yes, I've been bad. Doctor, won't you do to me what you can? I think about it all the time and service the community, but I already have, you see. So that's it. I really hope this episode has given you some ideas. about what you could do today. What you could do today. Let's go outside.